From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, standing shoulder to shoulder with Japan. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis said in Tokyo today, the U.S. stands firmly with Japan.
I want there to be no misunderstanding during the transition in Washington that we stand firmly 100% shoulder to shoulder with you and the Japanese people, Mr. Prime Minister.
Secretary Mattis, on his first trip since becoming the Pentagon chief, made the comment during a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Earlier today in South Korea, Secretary Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. President Trump has been using most public opportunities to reiterate his agenda, including how he intends to move forward. He spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington.
The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out, okay? That's what I do. I fix things. We're going to straighten it out. Believe me, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore.
One nation with which Mr. Trump has some issues right now is Iran. The Trump administration said it's putting Iran on notice about what National Security Advisor Michael Flynn called Tehran's destabilizing behavior across the entire Middle East. This is VOA News. After a report of contentious phone call between the two leaders, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said President Trump did not hang up on him as reported and that Mr. Trump committed to going forward with an agreement to resettle a group of refugees who were intercepted trying to reach Australia. The Washington Post reported that President Trump told Turnbull the agreement is the worst deal ever. The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting has escalated in recent days in eastern Ukraine between Russia-backed separatist militias and the Ukrainian security forces. In his initial comments to his State Department staff, the new U.S. Secretary of State quickly cautioned Foreign Service officers and other employees to not let personal convictions overwhelm the ability to work as one team.
Tillerson spoke in the State Department lobby on his first day on the job. After about 1,000 State Department officials, in a dissent channel memo, expressed opposition to President Donald Trump's temporary ban on travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries. Tillerson vowed to deploy the State Department's talent in the most effective way, but added,
"That may entail making some changes to how things are traditionally done in this department. Change for the sake of change can be counterproductive, and that will never be my approach."
Donald Trump has got to go!
The new Secretary of State acknowledged the deep American political divide, asking those now working for him to remain focused on the mission at hand. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the State Department.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer says this week's U.S. raid on al-Qaeda militants in Yemen was a success, but not without losses.
"It's hard to ever call something a complete success when you have the loss of life or people injured. But I think when you look at the totality of what was gained to prevent the future loss of life here in America and against our people and our institutions and probably throughout the world in terms of what some of these individuals could have done, I think it is a successful operation by all standards."
In the meantime, the U.S. Central Command said it is investigating the Yemen raid and confirmed that civilians, including some children, apparently were killed. The White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on West Bank land they want as part of their future state is the major roadblock to peace. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.